I'm going to tell you about the worst thing I ever did. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to tell you about the worst thing I'm going to tell you about that I ever did. It was vagrancy, pure and simple. It was loitering. It was trespassing. It was downtown in Littlefield, Texas, and I was 16 years old, maybe 17. The Gang of Four was out hooting and hollering, my three buddies and I, all in high school, downtown prowling about long after hours. But that was before there was such a thing as hours. It may have been 11 o'clock at night, maybe even midnight. We'd finished dragging Phelps Avenue, cruising up and down in someone's parents' car, trying and failing to get up enough nerve to actually speak to young ladies similarly engaged. So we parked the car and started wandering around behind the stores of the business district, all four blocks of it. We were up to no good, except that we didn't yet know what that might be. Then we saw him through the opening at the end of the block, the portly figure of Ernest Walraven, town constable, who represented the law in Littlefield, Texas in the 1940s. Ernest Walraven was an Army veteran, a man of sober demeanor, totally untrained in the finer points of criminal justice, but he was the law. We froze. There was one of those long instants in which your future flashes before you, the years in a prison uniform, viewing the world through iron bars. We saw it all clearly. Then one of us said, it may have been I cannot remember, but I can still hear those words as clear as yesterday. There's Mr. Walraven. Mr. Walraven. Not the police, not the cops, certainly not the fuzz. We departed quickly and quietly and, need I add, successfully. I feel better after confessing. We may have been nearly overtaken by depravity, almost beyond the pale of civilized behavior, those four midnight marauders of old. But we had manners.